family that I was raised, and my dad and my mom. What a blessing. What a blessing. And we ought to be thankful of how good we have it. We have it so good. And if you've been out of the country, you've been anywhere else, we have it so good. And if you've been, I've been to Mexico 3 times, we have it awesome. I've been to Israel now, too, and I can tell you, we have it awesome. And though Israel is modern and so forth, but you get out in the field, you see it. It's amazing. God's been so good to us. We must know ourselves. In other words, again, let me clarify and say, in that we know ourselves in that we know that God put us where we're at, that God made us the way we are, and so forth. Don't think too highly of ourselves. We need to be careful about this. Here's a quote. This is a Dr. Barber quote. It says, "If you could buy some people for what they're worth, then sell them for what they think they're worth, we could all be millionaires." Right? Some of y'all didn't get that. Let me try that again. If you could buy some people for what they're worth, then sell them for what they think they're worth, we'd all be millionaires. And I've got several verses here. We'll turn to a couple of them. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." And again, subsequent verses that you can turn to. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. The Bible says, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." I mean, the Bible over and over again reminds us that we need to be careful about thinking too much of ourselves, too high of ourselves, and putting too much value in ourselves, and that it is contrary to the world's philosophy, and especially in our day and age, in which, you know, the man in the Crystal Cathedral out in California started, really, it didn't start it, but he popularized, you know, that movement, that self-esteem movement. It was a preacher who popularized it. He just passed away here recently. By the way, the Catholics now own his building, but that's a whole other story. But you know, when he used to sing that song, "Something good is about to happen to you." Do y'all remember that one? Any of y'all? Nobody here knows what I'm talking about. Fine. I get it. But none of y'all heard that song. That's how he started this program. "Something good is about to happen." Whatever. I'll go on. But just the self-esteem movement. I remember, and I've used this illustration before, in the 8th grade, they showed a self-esteem video to the whole 8th grade class in the big city of Bowie, Texas. And it was about this little boy, this little, you know, runt of a boy who physically didn't look like anything. And they had him building a rock wall. And the whole time he's saying, "You can do it." And his name was Duffy Moon. I don't know why. I can still remember the name. But, "You can do it, Duffy Moon." And he was just, you know, visualized, capital, you know, all those things. And so we need to be careful that we think too highly of ourselves, put too much value in ourselves. Doesn't mean we don't have value. We're not saying that. But our value is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our value is, we're double zeros, guys. We are. It's Christ that gives us our value. Man, I've been saved. I'm a child of the King. I'm joint heirs with Jesus Christ. My value is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. An honest look at our lives reveals 2 things. 1, our strength, and also our weaknesses. And the devil will try to defeat us both ways. In other words, he'll get us confident about our strengths and then get us down and discouraged about our weaknesses, right? And that's what happens. People get depressed and things about their weaknesses. But I remind you what Paul said. When we are weak, then he is strong. And I'm telling you, when we are at our weak point, God is there to strengthen us. And in fact, he can do so much more with us when we come to him and say, "Lord, I can't do this. Lord, I don't have the solution to this problem. But God, I know you have the solution to the problem." Sometimes the pastor here, it's been several years back, we had some things going on, and a few families came to my office, and we were in there, and they were this and that and that. And, "Preacher, what do you think?" I said, "I don't have a clue. I don't have a solution to this problem, but I know one that does." We started praying. And I prayed, "Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. But God, I know that you do." And you know what? Later down the road, he revealed the solution to the problem. It turned out great. And I'm telling you, we need to rely upon the Lord. When we are weak, then he is strong. When you know yourself and you realize how much we need God, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and mentally, then we will be strong in the Lord. We need to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Do you know yourself tonight? I mean, do you realize that God made you who you are? That God made you spiritually, your soul, your personality, all these things, He made you who you are. We'll cover a little more of that in a moment. And then I think number two is accept yourself. For better or for worse, we must learn to accept ourselves. And we've preached on this before, and I wish there were some teenagers in here to also teach this to. But, you know, I've always had a big nose. I mean, pretty much when I turned 13, my nose started growing like Micah's is right now. He's not in here, so I can say it. All my boys have the Crawford nose. And so, you know what? Either you know, accept it. I have a big nose. My brother has a bigger nose than me, though. Mine's kind of long, and his is like, so me and my brother make fun of each other, but I accept my nose. Y'all know what I was doing there, right? That's what I do to my brother when I'm around him. My brother's in town, so it's just, yeah. Sorry, I may have revealed too much there. It's this T-shirt. T-shirt makes me get, I feel too casual tonight. When you think of Jimmy Durant, I've just dated everything, didn't I? How many of you know who Jimmy Durant is? Okay, so some of you don't. You know, you think of the big schnauzer, right? Right. God made him the way he was. God made you the way you are. And we must accept how God has made us. Or we need to accept how God has made us. God made you just the way you are. Short people want to be tall. Tall people want to be short. You talk to somebody who's 6'5 or 6'6, they'd love to be normal size because, you know, once you get past whether or not you can play basketball or not, it's tough to buy clothes when you're that tall. And so, you know, tall people want to be short. Short people want to be tall. If you're short, be proud of every inch. That's my wife. If she's not in here either, so I can pick on her. Here's one for me. If you're not good looking, then welcome to the not too good looking club. By the way, majority of the human race is not good looking. So I'm with the rest of the crowd, right? Be satisfied, accept who you are. We ought to accept who we are. Everybody has some defects. Amen? Amen. I know you say, well, man, you're going all Joel Osteen on us. It's okay. It'll be all right. We need to accept us how God made you, who you are. And when you look in the mirror, you shouldn't complain about how God made you, per se. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying if you have a health problem. I'm saying accept who you are. And by the way, you should be teaching this to your children. Especially the young girls began to complain or whatever, God made you just the way you are, honey. God made you just the way you are. Boy, you know, God made you the way you are. It's very important. Acknowledge your gifts. We misunderstand and know that God has given every one of us talents. And you say, well, I don't know what mine is. Well, you've got one. And God has given everyone gifts. And we must understand and accept what gifts God has given us. Some people cannot sing. John Reed cannot sing. We make fun of him. He's not in here either. John Reed cannot sing. John Reed is as close to tone deaf as I've ever heard anyone. They technically say nobody's tone deaf. There's exceptions to the rule. So if God, you know, accept what you are, accept how God has made you, and the talents God has made you. It doesn't mean you can't improve on a talent, I'm not saying that, but God has given you talents. By the way, you should use those talents for the Lord. Do all things to the glory of God, and we ought to use those things. All people are different, and we know that as parents, don't we? Man, you raise kids, you know we are different. Every snowflake is different. Every child is different. Every child has different personalities. By the way, it's awesome. If every child was exactly the same as robots, it'd be awful boring, wouldn't it? Might be an exception to that rule if it was Micah, but if you had three Micahs, could you imagine that? Because he's not in here, I'm talking about him. So we're all made different, and God made all of us with certain talents. We ought to use them and thank Him for those talents that He has given you. But God has given everyone gifts. I think we're still going back to God made you who you are. God made you the way you are. And we ought to accept that and acknowledge it. And maybe this is a little easier for us as adults as you get down the road. But sometimes it's hard. God, why did you put me here? Right? Paul said, whatever state I am, therewith to be content. And sometimes it's hard to be content where God hath put us. Use what you have for the glory of God. Most of you know these verses. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God which is in heaven. And we ought to do everything for His glory. Our purpose is to be like Christ, to glorify Him. And so we ought to use our talents. We ought to accept our gifts. We ought to accept who we are and shine as a bright light for Him. Man, the world is getting darker and darker. And you're going to hear this from me a lot as we go forward. And that is, if the world's going darker, that means we can be brighter. And we ought to be a bright light in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, as Philippians says. Shine brightly for Him. When much is given, much is required. You say, well, preacher, you know, God's given me this and God's given that. Well, where much given is much required. We ought to be good stewards of what God has given us. And whether that's a talent, whether that's gifts of another nature, whether that's a gift of treasure, whatever God has given you, we ought to use it for His glory and be good stewards of the talents He's given us. 1 Corinthians 10:31, when we accept the fact that we are individuals made by God, made for His glory, made to serve Him, made as we are by His own choosing, not ours. We are subject to Him. He's the final authority. I mean, He is. He created us. And He created us for His glory. Then we have little to complain about. When we understand who the Creator, that we are subject to the Creator, that He made us who we are, we have little to complain about. God made us just the way we are. There is no room for a superior attitude. At our best, we're very bad. Man, that's way to go, preacher, right at the end of the sermon. Sorry. I was going to try to end this really nice, but it's just not going that way. At our very best, we're very bad. We need the Lord, and we need to depend upon Him. We are what we are by the grace of God. That's it. Our value is not found in ourselves. Our value is found in Him. Maybe there's someone here tonight who has been discouraged. Maybe you're here tonight and you have got sucked in. Maybe you still haven't accepted who you are and how God has made you. And there's people going to counselors all the time as adults who still haven't accepted how God made them, who still haven't accepted the talents that God has given them. Well, I don't have this talent, but she does, or I don't have this talent, but he does. You know what? God didn't give you that talent. You accept how God has made you. And I'm not saying, again, that you can't better a talent. I'm not saying you can't learn to play the piano. Everybody with me? I'm not saying that. I'm saying if God hasn't given you a talent, then He hasn't given you that. And we ought to be content how God has made us. We ought to be content with the position and where God has put us. We ought to be content. God's so good. I mean, we are blessed beyond measure. You're here tonight. Some of you got to eat. I haven't got to eat yet. I'm still thinking about it. You know, I had peanut butter crackers before I came out here. But if I go home, I got hamburger patties. I mean, I can fix up whatever. I mean, God's been so good to us. And let's remember that just because we've been born in America and we are blessed beyond measure materially doesn't mean we don't need to be dependent upon God. We need to be dependent upon Him. We must be dependent upon Him. Because when we are weak, He is strong. Right? I don't know. Maybe there's a problem in your life. Maybe there's something going on in your life. And you have yet to accept it in order that you might lean upon Him. Or there's a problem in your life and you're trying to overcome it on your own and not leaning upon Him. Just remember, God is there for you. When we're weak, He is strong. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this time. We thank You, God, for all that You've done for us. And Lord, help us as we go forward not to be heady or high-minded, not to think of ourselves more than we ought. I pray tonight, Lord, that we would find our value and our worth in You. Help us to lean upon You, God, because You are so great and so mighty. And Lord, we'll thank You, God, for all that You do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. That'll be all right. So we're just going to go ahead. Let me give a couple.